I don't think that that's the I don't think that that's the fundamental I don't think the technology is the fundamental issue in democracy. Democracy is messy. I mean, you know, democracy is about contestation of ideas. It's about plurality. It's about people having different truths, actually. Now, fundamentally, how society lives together civically in those contestations is obviously quite tricky. But I think that if we play too much on this disinformation card, we're taking responsibility away from ourselves to actually create a narrative that inspires people to vote and to believe in democracy and democratic institutions. And on the institutional part, I think that we can talk about institutions as these abstract things, but institutions are also about people. We just heard this point about untrustworthy people, and we talked about things in the United States like checks and balances, which aren't written anywhere but are customs. And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that all away. But when I see this, when I look at this,
That rambling mess you're hearing is from none other than one Alex Soros, the son of billionaire ultra-leftist George Soros. Everyone, even the demons in Davos at the WEF, everyone is beginning to read the tea leaves. They're seeing a Trump surge like they never imagined, and the deep state is literally panicking as we speak. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, as many of you know, the big tech overlords have completely demonetized our channel, so make sure to show some extra special love to our sponsor this video. Are you looking to get out of your job in this economy and maybe considered a business or franchise opportunity, but you were put off by the $1 million price tag? I could not recommend more. Tapping into the parallel economy with your own online e-commerce store business and gaining a life of freedom. My friend and fellow patriot Alex Alboron has a tremendous track record of building successful online businesses for Turley Talkers in our community, and I'm so grateful to have him sponsoring this video today. He's a member of Trump's International Golf Club. He's a close ally of President Trump's, and he's a multi-million dollar online entrepreneur. He's the real deal. Alex offers an amazing program where he personally helps you launch your own online e-commerce store. So he'll help you with everything from selecting products, creating your store, marketing your products, much, much more. And all for a fraction of the cost to start a traditional business opportunity. Gang, seriously, stop dreaming. Turn your dreams into reality. Discover how you can apply your business ability and Alex's framework for online success to create a positive impact for you and your family. Book a free consultation with Alex to learn more by clicking on the link below or visiting yourecombusiness.com/Turley. Thanks, Alex. A number of articles are coming out recognizing that there is a very real, palpable fear overwhelming the deep state and our permanent political class, a growing realization that Donald J. Trump is indeed poised to win the 2024 election in an absolute blowout. Again, what's so key here is that everyone is seeing it on both the left and the right, from the New York Times to Breitbart, from the Washington Post to One America News. Pundits and analysts from both sides of the aisle are in common agreement. Donald J. Trump is today in a far stronger position to win the presidency than he's ever been. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Trump is now leading Biden in every single battleground state. It's not just that Trump is crushing Biden at the national level. He's beating him at the micro level as well, at the state level. Trump is up 10 in North Carolina. He's up 8 in Nevada. He's up 8 in Georgia. He's up 5 in Wisconsin. I mean, keep in mind, Wisconsin was the state Biden was supposed to win by 17 points in 2020. He's up 5 in Michigan, 3 in Pennsylvania, 3 in Arizona. And this kind of dominance, this unprecedented dominance, is absolutely freaking out the likes of George Soros and his bumbling, incoherent son. In fact, his son, Alex, who now controls the Open Societies Foundation, he recently penned an op-ed for Politico where he openly warned his fellow woke leftists that a victory by President Trump appears to be imminent and that will radically endanger European unity and deliver a blow to the globalist agenda. Now, of course, by European unity, Soros is talking about the European Union, of which he's a major supporter, along with his father. Remember, George Soros was a rabid opponent of Brexit. He actually did everything he possibly could to thwart the referendum from being implemented. So much for democracy, right? But Alex is openly saying that Trump is indeed poised to win. And if that happens, Soros believes it will actually be worse for the EU than for the US. In his words, it will, quote, imperil European unity and undermine the progress achieved on so many fronts in response to the war in Ukraine. Now, of course, Trump wants to end the conflict in Ukraine immediately. He said he could end the whole thing in 24 hours, which is true. He could just cut the funds off and the weapons and would be done. That's the only thing that's more or less keeping this Ukraine thing afloat. That scenario is what's freaking out Soros so much. And it's not just Alex. There are numerous reports that George is pumping millions of dollars to try to flip Texas blue. Apparently, George saw an opportunity some months back to influence the Lone Star State with his millions to vote for Biden over Trump. Unfortunately for George, Trump is currently leading Biden in Texas by double digits. It's the biggest lead he's ever had over Biden. His average lead over Biden 2020 in the state of Texas was 5 points. Today, it's double that. So it does appear that history is passing the Soroses by, as are some of his old associates, many of whom are jumping ship, as it were. The latest is a fellow by the name of Scott Bessent, who's a former Soros fund manager, investing chief. He's publicly stating that he's betting on what he's calling a Trump rally, which is a surge in the market based on the fact that investors start to overwhelmingly believe that Trump is going to win 2024. I mean, if this is not ironic, I don't know what is. This former Soros associate is betting on a market surge this year precisely because he believes investors will believe overwhelmingly that Trump is going to trounce Biden. I mean, gang, this is a former Soros associate. So needless to say, the Soroses can freak out all they want. As influential as their money has been in the past, it does appear that all the money in the world isn't going to change the outcome for 2024. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, From the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.